the defensive spot to the roster. You know, obviously you had a choice when that happened. Was it a tough choice, or was it the Eagles all the way here when they offered it?
In the middle of the season. Since I've been here, I've wanted to be here. I see the value, and obviously this coaching staff, this whole organization, top to bottom, this locker room is incredible. And I mean, we're having a great season, and this quarterback room has been awesome. And getting a year older in the NFL, I've really started to appreciate, you know, how important this room is, and just, you know, enjoying where you work every day. And not that I didn't in my last place, and I had a great quarterback room there also, but, you know, grass isn't always greener on the other side, and I've always really appreciated my time here. And since I've been here, I've wanted to stay here.
What made you want to come here in the first place? Because, I mean, Washington was going to send it to the practice squad, correct?
Yeah.
And then, you know, they offered you this.
Right. Coming out, I was aware of these coaches, and I've admired them from afar, and I had talked to them, and just talked with my agent, talked with my family, and, you know, prayed about it, and really felt like this was the best spot for me for the future to continue to develop. And definitely not an easy decision, but very glad with my decision, and really happy to be here.
Has you met any of them, like Doug, Frank, or Flip before?
Yeah, I had a formal interview with the Eagles at the Combine coming out, and then they had texted me, I think after they had drafted Carson, and just said, hey, good luck, you're going to have, you know, a good career. And so just kind of, and then before the games, just would kind of wave and say hi last year when I was with the Washington. So yeah, they've been great.
Flip led those combine meetings with the quarterbacks, if I recall correctly. What was your impression of him, and how's it been like working with him, and what has he kind of hammered most with you?
Flip has been awesome. He's exactly what I was hoping to have in a quarterback coach. His attention to detail has been awesome, and he obviously he has three quarterbacks, but he treats us all, you know, as if we're the most important guy in the room. So that's been really, really awesome, you know, as a three coming in, that I would get so much work. And he really takes pride in his coaching. And then he's on top of the details. So from everything from footwork to carrying out fakes to understanding protections to knowing your reads, he's on top of every detail. And anytime I ask a question, he'll do anything he can to make sure he has an answer for me. It's been a very fun working relationship, and I owe a lot to him.
I just wonder if there's one thing, like he said with Carson, one of the things that they always kind of like go back and forth on is like, sub blitzes. So I was wondering if there was some one thing in particular that he's like with you, there's always something that he kind of really focuses on.
Not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, not necessarily. I guess just being new here when I got here, it was just all kind of just about learning the system. Because for situations of now, I mean, I can get my footwork and, you know, my own game as good as I want. But if I don't know what this offense is doing, I'm not going to, you know, help at all. So it was definitely an emphasis
on
learning this
stuff.
Maybe
like in a year or two, then you can focus on particulars.
Yeah, exactly. But what I will say has been great is he has focused kind of on all those particulars while still teaching me the offense and everything. So it's been great.
Now, you talked about staying even keeled, but at this point you're one injury away from being the most scrutinized athlete in Philadelphia, one of the most scrutinized quarterbacks in the NFL. Do you let yourself think about that at all?
Absolutely not. I mean, like I was saying, the even keel thing, and it's not just not reacting if something bad happens or something good happens. It's the mindset of just one thing at a time, and it's so cliche. Everybody says it, one moment at a time, whatever, but I mean, anything can seem, you know, too much if you look to the future, look forward. But if you just focus on, you know, finishing this interview well, and then going and having a good, you know, stretch, and then going and having a good ice bath, it's nothing is too much. So it really is that little moment by moment mindset, and just trusting my preparation and the process that we've had, and the process we have as a quarterback room, I don't think is paralleled in the NFL, so I'm very confident in that.